All right, as more data points are being gathered now about the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, it's becoming increasingly clear that this was a deep state inside job. I'm going to go over some of that evidence and analysis for you here. Now, in order to understand this, you need to know that Secret Service is under the Department of Homeland Security. So the boss of Secret Service is Alejandro Mayorkas, an individual who is a traitor to this nation, who has, he's a mastermind, by the way. He's a very high IQ traitor who has masterminded the invasion of the United States of America and who has been called out for his complicity in building the invasion camps in Panama, for example. Michael Yon has exposed this, and Vandersteel has exposed this. And Alejandro Mayorkas is responsible, I believe, for ordering Secret Service to withhold full protection from Donald Trump to make sure that there would be gaps in his security. You've also seen members of Congress, Democrats, calling for removing Secret Service protection from Donald Trump entirely to make it so that he has no protection. And they also want to throw him in jail and then strip away protection from him in jail so they can murder him in jail. And that may be the next thing they attempt to do. Although at this point, I think that, you know, Governor DeSantis or Governor Abbott of Texas should offer Trump sanctuary. Because if the federal government gets possession or control of Donald Trump, they may attempt his murder while they are incarcerating him for a non-crime. So that's something to watch out for coming up, by the way. Just keep that in mind. But here's what it looks like happened. The deep state, most likely the FBI, radicalized the shooter. A 20-year-old shooter, clearly meant to be sacrificed. Note that they shot him dead after he opened fire on Trump. It's also clear that the head of Secret Service, a woman, former executive at Pepsi, who doesn't know anything about security, she was a DEI hire. Her name is Cheadle. That's her last name, Cheadle. C-H-E-A-D-L-E, I believe, is how it's spelled. She's in charge of Secret Service, and she has put as her goals a bunch of DEI woke hires. She wants to have 30% women in a Secret Service, regardless of whether they can find 30% of women who are qualified. They just want to slap them in there just to say we have more women. And then next it'll be transgenders. And then, you know, after that it'll be gays and it'll be just LGBT. They're infiltrating everything and trying to take over everything. So that's what they want to happen. It's clear to me that Cheadle must have issued rules of engagement orders to the on-site Secret Service personnel to tell them, do not engage any threats. If there's any honesty in the investigation, this will come out. But of course, the FBI is running the investigation now, which means it'll all be covered up. So this will never come from official sources. But it's abundantly clear that the counter sniper on the roof of that barn, he was glassing the threat, the shooter. Glassing means he had him in his optics and he was watching him, observing. And it's clear that he waited to take the shot until the shooter himself had opened fire. And that's opposed to protocol. And so I interviewed two experts, one an expert in security and another expert in ballistics, about this, the rules of engagement. And they said there's no way that the rules of engagement would have prohibited a counter sniper from opening fire once a threat is presenting with a weapon. But for some reason, this counter sniper waited and waited and waited until the shooter opened fire and then took out the shooter. Now, I believe that what was supposed to happen is that the shooter would kill Trump and then Secret Service would kill the shooter, because of course they had to cover up the evidence. So, you know, the shooter's brains are blown out, which is exactly what happened. And he did hit Trump, but he only hit him in the ear. So this did not go according to the plan of Alejandro Mayorkas. I believe Mayorkas ordered this assassination. at the orders of Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden said days ago, quite publicly, that it's time to put Trump in the bullseye. No doubt, saying that, and also whatever secret memos went out, were trying to activate the various plans to assassinate Donald Trump, to do it on live television, because Fox News was covering this rally, which they normally don't do, to traumatize America, JFK style, to traumatize America, take out Trump, and to try to cause an eruption, a revolt of Trump supporters across America, to try to spark off a civil war type of event that would then allow the Biden regime to declare martial law and to paint Trump supporters even more as insurrectionists and dangerous, violent felons and so on, and to cancel the election, and then to achieve gun confiscation, the mass imprisonment, the arrests of all Trump supporters, shutting down all websites that support Trump and so on. This was the plan. And that bullet was 1 inch away from making that plan a reality, by the way. It was by the grace of God that that bullet missed Trump's skull and only split his ear. Otherwise, right now today, we would probably be in the middle of a civil war revolt that would no doubt be augmented by the FBI-run Patriot Front group that would run around carrying out acts of violence for the CNN cameras so that the left-wing media could broadcast that all Trump supporters are radical, violent terrorists. That was the goal. Mayorkas is behind it. I'm sure of it because Mayorkas is a traitor. We have named Mayorkas in our lawsuit, by the way, our censorship lawsuit. We're suing him and the DOD and the DOJ and Homeland Security and so on. But Mayorkas is responsible for the invasion of America. Now, why would Mayorkas go along with this? Because he knows that if Trump is elected, the invasion of America will be halted. That's why. And the overall plan to destroy America from within requires the invasion to succeed. It requires millions more invaders to be allowed into the United States. And that can't happen under Trump. So they're willing to kill Trump in order to make that plan a reality. And you notice, by the way, how confident Joe Biden has been lately. Why has he refused to step down? And why did he say in his interview with George Stephanopoulos that Trump is going to be challenged in a whole new way? Why did he say that? Well, Biden knew that the plan was for Trump to be dead by now. And if Trump were killed, then Biden wouldn't really have much opposition in terms of the election, and he would sail through, despite the fact that he's cognitively, you know, incompetent at this point. That's why Biden stayed in the race. So now that Trump survived the assassination attempt, you have to wonder, will Biden bow out now? Like, what's the Democrats' real plan from this point forward? I mean, now they're going to have to go to Plan B and maybe Plan C and Plan D and so on. They've got all those plans. They've got false flag operations. They've got EMP weapons. They've got dirty bomb nuclear terrorism plans ready to roll out. Trust me on that. That's the deep state. They always have backup plans. But as they go through these one by one and they keep failing, eventually they're going to run out of plans. They're also running out of time. There's like, what, 112 days or something before the election. It's basically less than 4 months, right? So they're running out of time as they're running out of plans. And at some point, the Democrats are going to have to shift to an emergency plan to just accept the fact that Trump will win the presidency. But then the Democrats would do everything they can to try to cause mass chaos and anarchy, try to shore up their positions in the House and the Senate and the governorships and so on, just rig as many local elections as they can to try to stop a Trump presidency. And of course, you know, the deep state will roll out all kinds of, you know, Russia collusion hoaxes. Some of that has already begun. Again, you've seen some of those stories in the media saying, oh my God, Russians are helping Trump again. No, you're just lying again. And anybody dumb enough to believe that again is, you know, retarded, frankly. So be ready for anything. It's going to get ugly as the Democrats get more and more desperate. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care. Here's what we've got back in stock right now at healthrangerstore.com. Check it out.
We've got the toothpaste, the Groovy Bee brand toothpaste there that everybody loves, and we don't know if we're ever going to get any more because this is the toothpaste that the FDA Office of Importation tried to destroy, or try to get us to destroy it, for no reason. And then, of course, we had our lawyers talk to them, and then they released it and said, oh, oops, we made a mistake. So now we have Groovy Bee toothpaste here that is back in stock at the store. Trail mix that people absolutely love. Remember, everything is laboratory tested. Almost all the ingredients we have are certified organic. And we do extensive lab testing, testing for heavy metals and glyphosate, and for many of our products, also testing for aflatoxins. For everything, we test for microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold, and so on. Check out our macaroni and cheese instant meals there. You just boil water. You put in the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa, amaranth, and organic rice, all organic ingredients. It's got a really great texture. And then the cheese powder sauce is with real organic powdered cream, real organic cheddar cheese powder, real organic butter powder, onion powder, and so on. It's the best macaroni and cheese you've ever had. Certainly the healthiest and cleanest. In addition, we've got quercetin supplements and our Seven Treasures mushroom blend, which is, of course, a combination of different functional mushrooms, including lion's mane mushroom, which is one of my favorite mushrooms because that's what I use, you know, after I severely lacerated my finger. But lion's mane, check out the website, by the way. Here's what lion's mane actually looks like growing in the wild. Pretty cool, right? We've got a lot of items here available now in stock, ready to ship out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that all of your purchases help support this free speech platform to support our interviews, our investigations, and our broadcasts that bring you news and analysis every single day that you just won't find on places like YouTube, which are heavily censored. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.